Well, as I said a few moments ago, I'm in Houston this week, which is the most diverse metro area in the country. There are Latinos, African Americans, Asians, and a growing Muslim population. And now children as young as 4 years old will begin learning Arabic at a new public school here in Texas. It's one of the first in the nation. It's also stirring some controversy. Laura Eisensee with Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media has our story.
5-year-old Van Krauser is hanging out at the club room next to the pool at his apartment complex. It's summer. He doesn't start kindergarten for a few more months, but he's already practicing his numbers. He's counting to 10 in Arabic with his mom.
Good job.
Van is starting kindergarten at a brand new school called the Arabic Immersion Magnet School. All the students will spend half their day in classes taught in Arabic and half taught in English.
And my favorite thing about going to the Arabic school is seeing my friends.
Van's family has few ties to the Middle East, but his mom wants him to be bilingual. Amy Krauser picked the new Arabic school over other programs for Spanish or Mandarin Chinese because she thinks it will give Van a unique skill.
And the fact that we speak English in our household and that's it, I don't have that opportunity to teach that to him. I have no one to speak, you know, another language to him where he could be immersed and truly learn it as a native speaker.
The new Arabic school will start with about 130 students in pre-K and kindergarten. Eventually, it will go up to the fifth grade. The idea is for students to become fluent in Arabic and be groomed to work in the global economy, in particular, Houston's main industry of oil and gas. The program has drawn a lot of interest, with more than 3 applications for every spot. Amy Krauser was thrilled her son Van got a spot. Then some critics dampened her enthusiasm. She reads me some comments she found online.
Let's see, gee, what could possibly go wrong with this scenario? Why not just pack the kids up and send them off to ISIS training camps? This is a very sad idea.
Reading those, how does that make you feel?
They're not even based on facts. It's totally fear-ridden comments. I mean, the thing is, Arabic does not equal Islam, and Islam does not equal terrorism. So to say that is bigoted, and it's bullying in my book.
In some cases, you're teaching, and sometimes you're also unteaching.
That's Emran El-Badawi. He directs the Arab Studies Department at the University of Houston. He's also on the advisory board for the new school.
This is the city to do this. This is the city to break those stereotypes and start building bridges.
El-Badawi hopes that the school will connect with Houston's diverse Arab-American community that ranks as one of the largest in the country. After Spanish, Arabic is the most common foreign language spoken at homes in the Houston School District. To learn more about how the school will work, I met the principal, Kate Adams, at a Lebanese restaurant. She orders a chicken shawarma sandwich, and I get some falafel. She talks about hiring teachers, after-school activities, and the big picture. That's for students to speak, read, and write Arabic, but also for them to develop a global mindset, like Adams did when she spent 5 years in Cairo growing up.
With kids who learn Arabic, as a parent, you're going to set your kid up for success. You know, as a teacher, you're going to challenge them to do the best that they can. But that skill of learning Arabic and being fluent in it really can be life-changing for a Houston kid.
Sarah Rahman wants her 4-year-old daughter, Valentina, to learn Arabic because it's part of her heritage. But the language is not the ultimate goal.
If you kind of grow up with this feeling that either I'm an American or I'm insulated from the world or you're missing out on an entire richness of humanity.
One of the school's pre-K teachers calls herself a pioneer.
My name is Rawia Al-Malik. My first name means the storyteller, and my last name means in Arabic, the king.
Al-Malik is from Sudan. She's also lived in Qatar and studied in Egypt. She's lived in Houston for 12 years.
Teaching Arabic is also like you're a civilization messenger. You're sending a message, you're giving them opportunity to do something new, something broad, something big.
El-Malik and other instructors at the school will teach in modern standard Arabic and will use colloquial dialects in casual conversation. She says Arabic is a language rich in meaning.
Like in English, you just say good morning. That's one thing, good morning, every day. In Arabic, we say flower morning or light morning, or it's different every single day.
Can you teach me how to say good morning?
Say sabah al-khair.
Sabah al-khair.
Yes, you did it. Sabah al-khair. Yes.
She also taught me how to say goodbye. Ma salama. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Eisensee in Houston.